Wendell Castle's functional sculpture or art furniture has inspired a generation of woodworkers. From 1963 to 1969, he taught at the School for American Craftsmen at the Rochester Institute of Technology. In this excerpt from an interview conducted by Robert Brown in 1981, Castle recalls his teaching philosophy at the School for American Craftsmen and working in concert with colleague Bill Kaiser.
What I wanted them to do was to be adventuresome and to design from zero and to try to create new forms. I didn't really want it looking like mine, and it did, just every single time, with very few exceptions. Well, when you have critiques, for example, I mean, I keep saying, I took my position too seriously. I should not have played on this point so much that I thought design was so important. It was more important than the technical part. That if a piece that was wonderfully made, if it was ugly, what was the point? You know, or if it looked just like one you'd get at Sears, the fact that it was solid wood and had proper joinery, it still didn't mean anything. You know, what meant something was making a work of art, something that had an important form. And that was a point I kept pounding on. So when it would come critique time, I would be very concerned about those points. And Kaiser held the other end of the thing, and he'd say, well, you got to have sound construction, you got to put the thing together right. And it was a pretty good relationship. It worked pretty well, so there was some balance. Some people made some things a little more traditional, well-made, proper construction, and some went a little further out. A fair balance for a couple of years there. And I kept beating the same point, and he kept beating the same point.